It's Wednesday night and time for the Chadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
And then they're also looking to add beach wrestling to the 2028 Olympics, so I am training for that.
I'm looking at all my keys. Like Coach said, if that backer fills, I flow. If he flows, I fill. And I'm just looking for that extra yard every time just so that I can put the offense in the best position I can.
Mental health is health. Just making sure that we're shining light to it and allowing the athletes, not just on our campus, but all over the world, to know that they're not alone in this fight.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
Tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, we're diving back into more CSC spring football as we have one of the Eagles' top players with us on the show today. Xavier Harrell plays all over the defense now for CSC. You most recognize him surely at linebacker, and we'll get into plenty of topics with X here tonight. Xavier, how you doing this afternoon? We appreciate the time jumping on the show.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me there. Appreciate it.
You got it. I called you X. That's my favorite nickname for you. Do a lot of people call you X, or is that just kind of a thing I do?
No, that's the whole team. I get X, and then some of the coaches like to call me by my middle name. They call me Chauncey, so a mix of the two.
Great. Well, fans and people watching you play, you're going to have a lot of great things to call you once again when the fall rolls around and you're getting ready with the team for Chadron State during a spring football practice. And that's the main focus of our talk here tonight. And we, again, appreciate you jumping on. So let's get into some of the spring football stuff that you guys have been doing. How so far has practice gone as you're making your way through and you've had a few weeks under your belt?
It's been going pretty good. You know, I mean, it's always great to get back out on the field, start moving around a little bit, just, you know, getting to play football again. And just, I think as a team, we've been doing good, you know, been trying to stay as healthy as we can, but really just, it's good to be back out there. I think, you know, chemistry on the team is good and we're all going out there and competing every day.
What's been different this year about spring ball? Have there been some new things implemented, some things taken away? What's some changes that CSC is going through?
I'm not sure if there's too much different this year, to be honest. I mean, we did end up getting the majority of our install done during that, like our team meetings that we were able to have during like winter conditioning and stuff like that. And so been able to go out there and basically, you know, already have our entire defense installed, at least on the defensive side, has been really nice. And that way we can just work on our technique and less on the like scheme side of things.
What kind of stuff are you guys doing this week? The weather's finally turning pretty nice for us. Sunny, warm day. Did you have practice today? And what are you working on this week?
We did not have practice. We had practice yesterday, and then we also have practice on Thursday, and then we will have a team scrimmage on Saturday. I think we're all looking forward to the team scrimmage, you know, ready to finally pop some pads, play some live football.
How about Wayne State coming up in a few weeks? That'll be a fun day. I'm sure you're ready to take on those guys in whatever format it turns out to be for the spring game.
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know, we haven't really gotten to that point yet, but every, you know, spring ball, fall camp comes the point where, you know, guys get tired of hitting each other the entire time and are ready to go out, tee off on another team, show we've been working on for the past, you know, month or so.
We've got Xavier Harrell on the program here tonight, the CSC Sports Journal brought to you by Nebraska Bank. And Xavier, how's the defense progressing in spring ball? Is there some good movement forward, some good growth? I like what you said about the install getting in quick and you guys get out there and can work on stuff as opposed to studying so much.
Yeah, exactly. I think defensively, you know, we've got some young guys that we're trying to teach some positions to, a little bit of a tweak on defensively, defensive front, stuff like that. But it's been good so far, just like I said, been getting the young guys in, showing them the ropes, you know, trying to create some depth. And then, you know, we've got our old guys doing what they're supposed to do, stepping up, performing, and being leaders out in the field.
Now, you're one of the old guys now, Xavier. You're still got time left with us, but you're one of the old guys out there now. What do you remember from your first camp? I know it wasn't spring ball because you were still in high school. It was fall camp. But when you went into your first spring ball, what do you remember from that first session?
Oh, man. I remember being just juiced to get out there because the majority of my freshman year, you know, I was a special teams guy. And so being able to go out there and hop in with the twos and play with the teams behind, you know, like Noah Kirchhoff and some of those guys was awesome for me. And then just getting to learn from them, you know, spring ball is, it's not as like not to say not as important, but you know, there's less risk involved with it. So you can go out, play confident, and, you know, try some things out and, you know, kind of test your limits.
Xavier, you've been able to really elevate your play and your college football savvy, and your whole world of college football just grows every year as you become better and better and more experienced within the Shadron State program. And as you come into this now, another spring session, what kind of goals do you have for yourself? What kind of next steps do you want to take as a member of this team? What kind of mission are you on this spring?
Obviously, just like I kind of mentioned earlier, getting everybody on the same page. You know, we lost some guys last year, and so trying to get guys to fill those roles. And personally, for me, it's just, you know, same thing as it is every offseason: stay healthy, get bigger, faster, stronger, understand the defense as a whole, be able to, you know, be versatile if the time comes for me to do that, and just do anything for the team to win and help my teammates be successful.
Yeah, I love how you brought that term versatile up. That's exactly where I was heading next. Last year, number two in tackles on the team. You're all around the football, and you can get those stops and make plays from anywhere on the field. You've lined up as a traditional linebacker spot. You can walk up and be that standing defensive lineman. We saw you put back at safety when injuries and things kind of hit the team last year. Did you ever really think that you would become this type of versatile player who can really play any position on defense if you wanted?
I like to off-season training, you know, train everything, not get too specific that way. I can do everything, but I can't say that I was expecting to, you know, play all three positions last year, D-end, outside linebacker, safety. It was a little bit of a just take it on the run type of thing, but I think it was good. I mean, it gave me experience, and I felt like, you know, after those first couple reps in the game, I was ready to go at each of those spots.
Do you think Clint Sassy might line you up at cornerback one on one of the top receivers this year? Maybe give you a chance to be one of those nose tackles kind of right over the football and sort of bully your way up against the O-line, maybe just for a play?
Yeah, he likes to joke around about it for sure. He always lets me know that there's only two positions I haven't played yet. He says it's corner and nose tackle. So who knows, he might cook something up just to get that on the stat sheet.
Oh, man, I'd love to see it. I know you'd succeed at it if you got the chance. Xavier Harrell with us, CSC defensive star on the Sports Journal here tonight. What's the most fun drill in practice right now or that you guys have had that you enjoy the most? I always love to watch the different drills that you guys come up with and the coaches and the GAs come up with every year. What one's been a lot of fun for you this year in the spring?
This year for me, obviously, you know, the live team sessions, but we're doing a lot of competition and special teams at the end of practice right now. So I like those, you know, just going one-on-one against a guy and seeing who wins, whether it's, you know, punt versus punt block, things like that. And then I haven't been doing it as much this year in spring ball, but I know one-on-ones, you know, O-line versus D-line, that's always a – everybody loves that one.
Yeah, that's a great one. How about the least fun out there? I mean, wind sprints, does that count? Or what's your least fun drill in spring ball?
Oh, man, I don't really even know, to be honest. Yeah, a lot of running. I'm not a, you know, I do run, but if there's an option not to, I'll take that one. But there's nothing too grueling going on, I would say, that I like don't look forward to every day.
Yeah, no chainsaw hill yet at spring ball.
No, I'm sure it's coming though.
Xavier, a couple more for you before we let you go. Great thoughts from you on the show tonight. How about the hip drop tackle? They banned that in the NFL, and Coach Long and I talked about it last week, and you know, if it's used much in the RMAC or how it might affect things. I'm curious on your thoughts. Do you have a thought on the hip drop tackle, how that might affect defenses or even our team as we play games next fall by not having that in the NFL? You guys, I assume, could still perform it if you want in the RMAC.
Yeah, I mean, for us personally, I mean, I'm not going to change the way, you know, I play at all. But, I mean, just my thoughts on the NFL, I think it's just, obviously I'm a defensive guy, so I might be a little bit biased. But I just, sometimes it's like just the positioning of where you come in on a tackle, I think. Mm-hmm. You don't want to run the ball carrier forward for 3 yards to try to get him down. So instead you try to stop him. So I think it's not the biggest fan of it, but, you know, have to adjust to it just like everything else. And I think it'll be interesting to see how it plays out and when, you know, the NFL rules usually come, what, like 4 years later to college. So I'm interested to see how that'll end up playing out.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see. Sometimes it's those rule changes are really tough on you defensive guys, it seems like, more than the offensive guys, and starting to run out of ways to bring people down, it feels like, almost.
Exactly.
Hopefully we'll have plenty of ways for you to make some big tackles this year and this fall, and I'm sure there will be. How about UNK being back on the schedule, a Thursday night game against Kearney? You've got to be excited for that one.
Oh, yeah. The whole team was juiced when we found out about it, you know. Old rivalry, or we haven't had a chance really to participate in since COVID year, and we're all excited for a home opener too. So that's like I said, the whole team is juiced for it. You know, there's some people around town, just talk to them, they're excited for it. So I think going and getting to play, you know, the cross-state rival and all the history behind it will be really, really good for us, and just being able to compete against them again for the first time in a long time will be good.
One of the great things about you, Xavier, is that you are able to show people all over, and especially young people who might want to come follow up in your footsteps, that have big dreams both academically, career-wise, and sports-wise, that you can do it all. You're on the medical track, at least you were when we talked to you a few years ago, and I think you're still on that track, right? Are you still looking to get into the medical field when you're done with college?
Yeah, I am. I'm just still that same track, studying for the MCAT right now, and so, yeah. Just still grinding.
Yeah, that's great. Where do you want to go into again? Fill us in on maybe what your future position looks like, or how you want to have a career in the medical field, and what you'd like to do.
So yeah, I plan on going to med school. Obviously, you know, got to get a good score on that MCAT first. But after that, I mean, it kind of takes you. It's like kind of like you have to let it take you to your like profession. Obviously you can have some of your choice. Like if my dream job, I guess, in that field would be in like some sort of like orthopedic surgeon for like a team surgeon, essentially.
Yeah. Wow.
And getting able to like work with athletes still, and also be able to, you know, do medicine, which is what I love and what I'm studying here.
What incredible drive, goals, dreams, and you're on your way towards making it all happen. It's fun to watch and hear about, Xavier. And finally for you, what kind of summer plans you got coming up? I know the weather's turning great. School's starting to wind down in the spring semester. What do you got going on this summer?
You know, just a couple family vacations, heading out to Hawaii for like a week and a half in May, then heading down to Florida. And then after that, it's just all business, staying up here. And just working out with the team, summer conditioning. It's always summer is one of my favorite times of the year to be up here, just because it's just football and really hanging out with your buddies all year. So, yeah, that's about all I got.
Boy, that's awesome. Enjoy that tropical weather, that sunshine, those summer vacations, and then I know you and the guys are going to hit the grind and be ready to go for the fall. That's Xavier Harrell. You can see him on the field on the fall Saturdays and a couple of Thursday nights to start the year, making a ton of plays on defense. X, thanks so much for being on the Chatham State Sports Journal tonight. It's always a delight to talk to you. Glad to hear spring ball's going well for you, and we wish you the best of luck finishing out your spring semester.
Yep, thanks for having me, Dave. I appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Chadron State student-athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online.
A community bank and your financial partner, that's Nebraska Bank. This is Dustin Chester, Vice President of Nebraska Bank in Hemingford and Alliance. Our experienced banking teams are ready to help you save, budget, and build your future. Stop in and we'll talk through your individual, unique banking needs. We will also provide you with an above average cup of coffee. Visit any of our four Panhandle locations. Our team and a cup of coffee will be waiting. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Member FDIC.